A reading from the second letter of Peter. Beloved, wait for and hasten the day of the coming of the Lord, because of which the heavens will be kindled and dissolved, and the elements will melt with fire. But according to his promise, we wait for a new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Therefore, beloved, since you wait for these things, be zealous to be found in Christ without spot or blemish and at peace. And count the forbearance of our Lord as salvation. You, therefore, beloved, knowing this beforehand, beware lest you be carried away with the error of lawless men and lose your own stability. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and to the day of eternity. Amen. The word of the Lord. Let's not pretend. Life is difficult. We truly live in a veil of tears. Our Lord and leader is even called the Man of Sorrows, and his mother, Our Lady of Sorrows, and also Queen of Apostles. There is a wound, or a scar if it has been healed, of the tragic in each life. This does not mean that there cannot also be much love, joy, peace, and contentment. But sin has wreaked its havoc in every human life. Every day we see and read in the news of calamities striking individuals and families. The earthquakes, floods, tornadoes, children dying, the ravages of addictions, terminal illnesses. The list is endless. Although I live in a cloistered monastery, the nuns are not shielded from the troubles of the world. People from all walks of life and from all over the world call us and write us, begging for prayers for their greatest needs. There's nothing that we haven't heard about and pray about. But the destiny of a Christian and our response to this pain is to throw ourselves into the arms of the crucified and risen Savior in order to obtain the grace to be victorious in our trials. As Christians, we have a standard, a guide by which to live and make choices in life. There's that cliche, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. Jesus has attained for us his righteousness, which enables us to overcome all setbacks and our particular individual tendencies to fail, to let him down, to sin. So there's no trial, temptation, or trouble that we cannot transform by our relationship with Jesus, by his grace. All things work together for the good of those who love God, wrote St. Paul to the Romans. Today is a wonderful feast, the feast of Charles Lwanga of Uganda and his 15 companions. It is a great day for all East Africans who continue their tradition of strong Christian faith and witness. These African martyrs were stewards and pages in the court of King Mwanga in present-day Uganda. It is said that he was a violent ruler and a pedophile, who forced himself on the young boys and men who served as his pages and attendants. He especially hated the Christians in his court, whom he discovered were resisting and condemning his homosexual practices. In 1886, the king had enough of them, and he ordered for them to be killed by burning, the spear, or some were even hacked to death. As true Christians and martyrs, these young men forgave the king. For example, there was James Buzabwalio, one of the royal soldiers. As he was led to death, he remarked to the king, "Goodbye then, I am going to heaven, and I will pray to God for you." Our society is accepting every kind of evil as if it were normal. But these things actually destroy people's lives. We can look around us and see the proliferation of abortion, the gay agenda, addictions of many kinds, pornography. The list is endless. Christians must stand up for the truth. We must know the teaching of the church and defend it, just like these African martyrs did 100 years ago. In the words of today's scripture reading from 2 Peter, Christians must be zealous, without spot or blemish, and at peace. And beware, lest you be carried away by the error of lawless men and lose your own stability.